Snow lay everywhere. Every branch of every tree was laden with the white stuff, just waiting to drop down on some unsuspecting head. However, not a person was to be seen. Nothing but snow was visible all around the cabin. Nothing moved. Nothing could be heard. Not even a bird sang or a squirrel chattered. Though not a breath of breeze blew, the air was bitterly cold, the type of cold that penetrates through coats and scarves to the very bone. All the shining of the midday sun in the clear blue sky couldn't add warmth to the day, but rather only enhanced the freezing air. There was no sign of life in the cabin. No light, no sound, no smoke. All was still. Still and intensely cold. This sense of quietness was broken at last by the faint, far-off creaking of snowshoes. Closer and closer they came. In the quiet, the sound seemed louder, more obtrusive. Drawing nearer and yet nearer the cabin, the steps continued. Now two distinct sets of snowshoes were heard. Behind a clump of pine trees, the intruders halted. Silence once again prevailed. After several minutes of watching and listening to nothing but the stillness around them, and feeling the bitter cold penetrating their layers of clothing, one of them, the oldest, spoke in tones scarcely audible.
"I don't see anything. Perhaps we should move up."
"Not until we know Elsa and Tim are in place. They could be there waiting for us."
The smaller form shook her head.
"They'd have given the signal."
"I suppose you're right. As usual."
17-year-old Matt's eyes smiled down at his younger sister. For several more minutes they waited, hearing nothing but quiet. Suddenly, the stillness was shattered rudely by the sharp crack of a twig breaking, then another. Matt and Selena looked at each other questioningly. Was this the first part of the signal? As if in answer, two more snaps were heard almost immediately. That was it. The signal they'd waited for. Now it was time to advance. Slowly, with great caution, the two slipped from their hiding place. Matt was in front, while Selena followed closely. They approached the cabin from the front. All was hushed, save for the squeaking of their snowshoes. Selena, pausing for just a moment and listening hard, thought she heard a similar creak coming from behind the house. Then, without warning, another crack of a twig breaking startled them both. They froze in their tracks, hardly daring to breathe. What was that? Another crack, followed by two more, was heard.
How could that be?
The signal had already been given. Was this a trap? Had they just imagined the first signal? Slowly, Matt turned his head to look at his sister. Her eyes were wide and questioning.
What should they do?
There was no place to hide. They were halfway to the cabin. Should they risk going on, or should they wait? Matt made gestures, asking Selena what she thought. He didn't dare speak, even in a whisper now. He thought they could go on. But knowing Selena was not reckless, he wanted to know what she thought. To his surprise, Selena motioned forward and nodded. It was too risky to wait out in the open. Better to be right next to the cabin. With twice as much caution, the two continued their way, eyes and ears tuned to anything that might mean danger. Each creak of their snowshoes was as a shout to their taut nerves. They hardly dared breathe. When a small shower of snow fell with a soft plop, without warning, in front of Selena, she started and just barely managed to choke back a scream. As it was, her sharp intake of breath alerted Matt, and he turned quickly. For an instant, they stared at each other, then slowly lifted their eyes to the branches above them. There was nothing there. All it had been was a branch shaking off its blanket of snow. Selena shivered, and once again they set off stealthily. When they reached the cabin, they paused. Matt carefully, cautiously, pressed his ear to the door and listened. Nothing. Not a sound could be heard behind that wooden partition which separated inside from out. Leaning close to Selena, he breathed.
Should we go in?